Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I can't hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Hi,
yes.
Is this Ruth?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ruth. My name is Lisa
Who
Taylor.
Is this?
My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Gnome Book Writing. Donald signed you up for a book with us?
Okay. Yes.
All right. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. I just hope I hear you well enough. That's all. And so what was your name again?
Lisa Taylor.
Lee said Taylor?
Lisa, yes.
Oh, Lisa. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Lisa, I got it.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try my best to go really slow with you so you and I, we stay on the same page, okay?
Thank you, yes.
All right. Okay, so Ruth, first of all, welcome on board. I would like to walk you through the process really quickly, but before that, I need to know more about the book from you. So can you tell me more about the book?
Okay, I'm going to see if I can put the volume up on here. I can barely hear you. Just a moment.
All right.
Oh, it says the volume's up. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly fine. Can you hear me okay now?
Okay, now I can hear you better, yes.
Okay.
I tried to put the volume up. Okay. Here we go. Let's start again.
All right. So I was wondering if you can explain about the book a bit to me before I tell you about the process.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah.
I don't really know what you want me to say other than my son, it's going to be like a memoir. Or about my life, right? And I'm sorry if I don't know what you really want.
Okay, all right. Let me explain. I just need you to explain a bit more about your life. I mean, Donald told me that you migrated. You were born in Sweden, I believe, and then you migrated to U.S. and then moved to Canada. So I would just like a brief summary of the book and why you decided to write a book.
Okay. Now, thank you for saying that. Now, at least I've got somewhere to go on this. And,
right.
And, you know, please be patient with me.
Of course.
So I can give you a real rough idea of how I want this to go. Okay. Starting with my parents, okay? You know, you have to tell me if I don't do it right or if I don't say what you want, but
That is completely fine. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Ruth. Understand that it's your book, okay? So whatever you do, whatever you say, there's no right or wrong here. We are just trying to help you write your story and tell it the way you want to say. So feel comfortable and go ahead.
So have you got a month for me to be able to tell you this? No,
yes.
I'm kidding. And I mean, if a stranger came to me and said, you know, what's your life, okay, I would say that my parents, they met in Vancouver, BC, Canada, okay? My mother was from Finland. My father was from Sweden. And my dad, he immigrated in 1927. And my mother, she came over from Finland in 1929. And they met in Vancouver, BC, okay? You know, this is a rough how I tell people my story.
Okay.
So, and they got married in Vancouver. British Columbia, Canada. Mm-hmm. My brother was born in 1935 in Vancouver. But then when the war broke out in 1937 or 37, I guess, mm-hmm. they had to go back to the old country, okay? They had to go back to Sweden, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they also did it so they could meet each other's family, you know. So they went to Sweden. My brother was born in Vancouver, Canada. So he was born before they left to go back to the old country. Mm-hmm. But then when they went there, the war broke out, and they couldn't come back to Canada. And then this is when I was born. But then when I was born, my mother was not well, and she passed away, so I never knew her.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And it's just my story, that's all. You know, it's just something that I roughly tried to explain to people how I came about. But after the war, 1947,
mm-hmm.
we were allowed to come back. I say we. My father always wanted to come back to Canada because mm-hmm. when he was here in Canada, he had it really, he had a good job and he was able to get a home. But then I'm getting ahead of my story here.
Right.
He couldn't come back to Canada, not just because my mother passed away, but because of the war. Okay. In the meantime, he had a business there, and in his business, he hired this woman who he later married.
Mm-hmm.
And they had two children. So they came to Canada with my brother, who was born here.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense to you at all? I just don't know how to condense it.
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
So I'm trying to make it quick.
That's completely fine, Ruth. Take your time, because we're going to have real long sessions, and I really need to understand your story in order to help you out. So don't worry about the time. You continue with that, okay?
Okay, and there's, you know, so much in between it, too.
Of course.
You know, so
we'll just avoid the fillers for now. We'll stick to the bigger picture, okay? So you guys came back here, Canada, and then?
Yes. And so then, you know, I started school. I learned how to speak the language. And then in 1955, I met my husband, but I didn't know it then, but I met Don in 1955. We ended up getting married in March 1958.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had two children. Karen was born in 1959, and Donnie, my son, was born in 1962. Gosh, it's hard to know what to say.
Right, I know. I know, you're going to get used to it. Don't worry. It's your first time, so yeah.
Yeah, it's just, there's so many little bits and pieces in between there, but then I think, well, maybe they're not important at all. Like, I did go to school and learn the language. I learned how to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was only, like, just a few years
mm-hmm.
before I met my husband. So I knew my husband for 2 years before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, you know, my daughter and my son.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's hard to know what to say.
Okay.
We were married. Okay, Don and I, my husband's name was Thomas Donald, but we called him Don.
Okay.
And we were married for 59 years, almost 60 years before he passed away.
Amazing.
And, you know, we lived in a small town. We did move from White Rock, which is a border town, to Blaine, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bought a place on Tender Island, which is a small island. We lived there for a few years. Then we ended up moving over to Vancouver Island to a place called Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my husband passed. Let's see, what else can I say? I get nervous, too.
Right. I know. And let me ask you a question. How many kids
okay,
did you have?
Okay, thank you. Please. Okay.
All right. So how many kids do you have?
Two.
Two of them. So it's Donald,
yeah.
And you have a daughter?
Karen.
Karen. Okay. So Karen,
yeah,
is older?
In. Yes.
Okay.
She was born in 59.
All right. And you and your husband, you guys moved a lot?
Well, we moved 1, 2, 3, 4 times, I guess, 4 major, but only in British Columbia. Like, we lived in White Rock, which is a border town.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason we moved from White Rock was because the place where my husband had been working for almost 30 years closed down. It was a steel mill.
Okay.
And so when they closed down, you know, he was like 53, I think. He had a hard time to get a job. So we decided to sell our place in White Rock and move over to the Gulf Islands.
Okay.
And so we were there. We had that place for quite a few years. I can't quite remember. I have to write this stuff down.
Yeah, of
we
course.
Ended up
we will
on,
organize the timeline. Don't worry. You just tell me roughly whatever you remember.
So then from the Gulf Islands, we moved over to Sydney, which is in Victoria, B.C., and that's where, you know, when my husband got sick, this is, you know, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he passed away, I have since moved back to White Rock because
mm-hmm.
this is where my daughter lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's a real rough idea how I moved around.
Okay.
You know.
Right. And how is your relationship? How was your relationship with your husband? I'm sure it was pleasant. And with your kids?
Well, we had, I would say, I want to say a great life. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we had our struggles, that's for sure. But we did a lot of camping.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of recreational things with Karen and Donnie, you know, with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go camping in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
skiing in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a lot on the water, but like everybody loved the water in my family, you know, like Karen and Donnie were good swimmers. And Don also, as a young boy in Vancouver, where he grew up,
mm-hmm.
He, you know, lived close to the beach, so he was water, you know. We were always close to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he was born in Vancouver, and so that's where he lived and went to school all his life. He lived with his grandmother.
Okay.
More so that, and his parents you know, they separated when he was a baby, so he never really knew his father.
Mm-hmm.
But his mother, she married, so he had a stepfather who taught him how to fish and, you know, enjoy the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was, if I think of Dawn, he loved the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Karen and Donnie and I, we did a lot of camping.
Right.
And, you know, we had, also we had a place on a lake, so we did freshwater fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of this is very important.
That is
I
great.
It doesn't
that
have to be important. But they mm-hmm. were fun times. We enjoyed those times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being together and, yeah. At one point, our son, he went to welding school and ended up working in the same steel mill. See, my husband worked in the steel mill for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And but they closed down. You know, they moved their plant. So then that's when my husband didn't have a job anymore.
And when was that?
And that was in 19... see, I'm trying to remember. Oh, I guess I got... Gosh, I should remember. Well, it was in 1988,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And so this is when we sold our home in White Rock
mm-hmm.
and moved over to the Gulf Islands because mm-hmm. we had a cottage on the Gulf Islands on mm-hmm. Pender Island. And so we moved over there, and my husband did, he ended up getting a job on the golf course there, but that was very seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, when he wasn't well and he had to go to the doctors a lot, we ended up moving over to Vancouver Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sydney on Vancouver Island.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, there's so much that I don't know where to go with
mm-hmm.
my story.
Okay, let me ask you another question.
Okay.
What do you think were the struggles of your life, or what would you consider the most difficult times that you've dealt with and have overcome?
I hate to say negative things. You know, that's why it's so hard for me to... The struggles, I think... Probably this... No, I don't like to say negative things. I just don't.
I understand.
Even though, you know, we had struggles, and then mm-hmm. I would say that was more because of alcohol than anything. So when he worked in the steel mill,
mm-hmm.
it was, you know, on a hot bed. I know the guys used to go to the pub.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so then... Those are things I hate to bring up.
I understand.
You know.
Well, the purpose of asking you about the struggles is because the story is about you and how you overcame everything in your life. I mean, the struggles I'm talking about and what
okay.
made you strong. So that's why it's not going to be put negatively, but we will have to mention something that you faced. And this is all reality, right? So we cannot skip that and only talk about positive aspects. We need to talk about the bad as well, that you overcame, and then you turn into this person.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We can start small. I mean, losing your father.
Pardon me?
I'm saying losing your father at a very young age, I believe. That must have been difficult for you.
My mother, after I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So my father, he's the one that took care of me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And my father was there was no one better in my life than my father. He was so good He was so kind. He was so everything. You know, I loved my father so very much. But I knew, you know, he remarried. And when he remarried, she had a daughter. And then between the two of them, they had four more children. Two boys and two girls. So those were my half. I had one stepsister, and I had four half-brothers and sisters. So sometimes, you know, those were probably the hardest times that I can think of being young, because when I was little, my dad had to work, so I didn't live, you know, I had to live with other families. You know, I want to say, and when I think of when I was little, and that was in Sweden, I had to go and live in farms, you know, where people had cows and goats. So when I was little, I used to milk goats. There was one family, like in Sweden, they would take the cows and goats and go up into the mountains. And that's where the cows would roam, and then they had to be milked every day, every morning and every night, which I helped with, even though I was young. And, you know, having to go out to, after they were milked and, in the morning, they would let the cows roam. But then they had to be called back during, I want to say, dinner time. And of course, I was only 8 and 9 at the time. I just remember this one family I lived with. They had a little boy. So when she used to go out to the barn to milk the cows, I had to look after that little boy. And he would wake up and cry, and I'd go in the crib with him and try to keep him company until his mom came back. Those were things that I remember, too. It's hard to really explain. Plus, I also, I would have to go out at times. You know, I would have to go out and call the cows back home. In the evenings when they had to be milked and put into the barn. So those are the things I remember, too. And of course, when you're little, those were big things, I feel, you know.
Yes, and exciting, too.
Yes, yeah, but it was work. You know, it was not, there was no play time. It was just really a lot of work.
That
I can remember scrubbing floors. But we only lived in the little cabin that we had there with this family, who I never knew who they were until after. Well, I lived with quite a few different families that had to look after me because my dad had to work. And so then it was in later years that I found out a lot of these people that I lived with were related somehow to me. But at the time, I didn't know it. You know,
So were they your relatives?
Well, like I say, later in life, I found out that we were related somehow, distant cousins. You know, my say, for example, I want to say my father, his mother, she had brothers and sisters who had, and those were the relatives that I ended up staying with, but they didn't live in the same town as I did. They lived in another town, say, I don't know how to explain the things. They lived in the not the next town to us, but they ended up, I would, like I wasn't able to go and see my dad very often. He would come and see me once in a while. And whenever he came to see me with these people that I lived with, that I didn't realize we were related somehow, because all I did is work for them. But I didn't realize it at the time. I just know that I was always so happy when my dad came to see me. And I ended up going home with him a couple of times because I wouldn't want him to leave. Oh, dear. It's too bad I didn't have this condensed somehow so people could understand. Just, I don't know.
Okay, that's completely fine. All right, so, okay, now I asked you one more question. What do you think you want to tell in your book? I mean, what exactly you want to tell people about your life? And what is the message that you want to convey?
Oh, my goodness. I never thought of this.
See, it completely depends on you. It doesn't have to be something thoughtful. It just has to come from you, you know, from the inside. I mean, what exactly are you looking for from the book?
Oh, I think I'm a very emotional person for one thing, so it's hard for me to relate as I know that there was nobody more important in my life than my children. You know, I just they were my life, really. And I have to say that that was my thought always, how much I loved them. I don't know.
It's all right. Well, this is something that that's like your homework. It's something for you to think about and gather your thoughts, okay? I think we will stop there for today. And I will, before I let you go, I would like your email address, please, on which I can contact you.
Okay. I have to say which email address. Okay. I guess my Gmail, ruthsalt@gmail.com. And then I have another one, too, which is ruthsalt@shaw.ca.
Okay, now you let me know which email address you're comfortable with and which one do you review, frequently. So I will be sending you emails on that. Is the Gmail one good?
Yes, that's good. Yeah, it's just because I'm in between going from one email to another right now. Like I was getting a new computer and I wanted to start kind of fresh and not have so many.
Okay.
Like I don't do a lot, but Gmail is the best one.
Gmail is the best.
For now, I think I'll always have that one.
All right.
Even
so
when
it's going to be Ruth, Ruth, Salt, that is Salt, @gmail.com?
Yes.
That is right, correct?
Yes.
Okay, nothing else, no numbers, no numericals or any symbols in the email address?
No, just
ruthsalt@gmail.com.
Is it .ca or .com? Yeah.
.com, yeah. All right,
yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
I guess we could give me a trial one.
All right. I'll
yeah,
send
I'm,
you,
I'm
I'll
sure
send
that
you
it was. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, Ruth, it's a little early for us to determine the outline because we will have to gather more information from you, all right? So we are going to start off with the interview sessions with you, all right? So I'm going to sit down with the team, and we'll come up with more questions, more probing questions to ask you, because I can see that you're a little confused and you don't know what to say, what not to say, because I
believe
there's a lot.
Absolutely, yeah. How could you be so smart to realize that? You know, it's true. It's, you know, the phone rang and I answered the phone, and you know, it's not that I'm so young that I remember things very clearly.
Right,
but,
I know.
Yeah.
I completely understand. All right, so you got nothing to worry about. Whatever you remember, you can tell me, and whichever question in future, if you don't have the answer to or you need some time, you just let me know, okay? You just tell me that, you know what, Lisa, I'm going to get back to you on this question, and then maybe you can write this down or I'll email it to you, and then you can, you know, sit down, brainstorm, think about it, make a little notes. That's just going to help you remember, because I understand asking for, you know, all the information starting from the beginning, it's going to be a little difficult for you to, you know, gather all the thoughts and convey it to me, actually. So,
like I say, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't think I could do it to begin with. And
exactly.
So, you know, how about just giving me your name on an email?
Mm-hmm.
So that I'll put it in a folder so that I've got you in there so that if someone phones, they'll know who it is.
Yes,
okay.
Of course. Right. And you can also note down my number. Should I text you on your cell number?
Okay. I haven't got a pen right here.
Okay, I'll just drop you a text message on your cell phone, and
perfect.
I will also send you an email, okay? Remember
perfect.
My name,
perfect.
Lisa Taylor
perfect.
From Known Book Writing.
Perfect. Okay, then.
All right. Thank you so much, Ruth. It was a really productive session, and don't worry, you're going to learn a lot of new things, okay? And we're going to have fun together.
I just hope that I can hear you better.
Okay.
You know, so... Okay, thank you so much.
No
okay.
worries. You have yourself a good day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
All right.
And I hope you're safe.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that. You're very sweet.
Okay. Okay, then.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye for now.